Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is September 25th. 2022, and this is episode 39 of season 2, and today we'll be reviewing the audible book The Magic of Manifesting, 15 advanced techniques to attract your best life even if you think it's impossible, by R.U. Shinohara. This audible book will teach you the magic of manifesting the lifestyle, people, and all happiness you want in your life. Nothing in this world comes by chance, and you need to start believing that everything you're experiencing is simply a reflection of your thoughts. The majority of people grow up with limiting belief systems that hold them back from achieving their true potential. Only those that are willing to break away from this cycle can achieve higher consciousness and, as a result, success and fulfillment. Understanding the power of your thoughts and its connections with the universe will give you the foundation you need to attract anything you want into your reality. It is the first step to change how you use the magic within you and how this magic can work in your favor. Buddha said, you get there by realizing you are already there.
Chapter 1.
The Multifaceted Reality. Polarity is nature's way of letting us know that balance exists. In order to create anything in your life, a balanced intention towards that goal is required. Obstacles have to exist to maintain the essential balance in the universe. Love is the ultimate expression of oneness. It implies the fusion of souls. When you love everything around you, it is impossible to cause harm, much less create negativity. When we are in the state of love, we communicate with another person's soul. The soul is merely an expression of and a part of oneness. The soul is a part of everything that is and will be. Be aware of when your soul is communicating with you and listen to it. Understand choice. Choices governs every aspect of our life, and there is no avoiding it. What you choose is up to you, and your choices are what create your reality. Your past choices can influence your future choices, so choose wisely.
Chapter 2.
Unlocking the now. The now is the only place where happiness exists. The current time is always now, and now is the only moment we have to manifest. We cannot change our past, but our lives right and into the future is determined by what we do this very moment. If we reject the present moment, we are rejecting reality. To reject reality is to reject the possibilities of manifesting anything that you desire. Time is not something that we can feel or touch. Time is an experience and an expression of reality. The only part of our mind that wants to live in the past, project into the future, and avoid the now is the ego. The ego can misrepresent the trajectory of our lives if we let it. Examining the nature of the ego is the first step in controlling it by always being present in the now. If you do not control your ego will control you, and you will be asking yourself, how did this happen?
Chapter 3.
How to align with your manifestation. Our behaviors have a root cause. These causes are always external. Human behavior can be controlled internally. Thus, all of our behaviors are predictable, and they can be controlled and influenced by the environment around us. Whatever you put into the world is exactly what you will receive. If you choose the branch that leads to more loving your tree of life, then that is what will manifest in your physical reality. Thus, in order to receive something, you first need to give. Emotions are your key to happiness. Every emotion exists for a reason. Emotions are the connection to your soul, and your soul knows what is good for you since it has access to infinite information. Thus, any action you choose to pursue seeks confirmation from your soul prior to moving forward.
Chapter 4.
Heart-mind synchronicity, the human superpower. Hang around someone who is extremely negative and you will feel worse about yourself. Hang around someone who is positive and optimistic and you will soon feel nothing that is out of your reach and that you can achieve everything. Synchronizing your heart and mind is crucial for a healthy existence. The heart accepts without judgment. Nurture your heart and you will notice that your life improves dramatically. The heart only knows love, and that is its superpower. When it speaks, it knows to speak the truth and does so with deep love for you. The heart is simply the body's connection to the soul. The soul has access to infinite knowledge that is communicated to the heart. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this audible book a super 5 for providing many magical ways on how to manifest whatever you want. To find out more about this audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this audible book, or go to www.shinoharabooks.com to find out more information and other books written by the author. Remember to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you do not miss an episode. And also remember to please share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people that you care about. Follow me on Twitter at Kelly Podcast or Instagram at Patrick Kelly_podcast. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for self-development, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com. If you'd like to donate $1 or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com or go to $PatrickKellyPodcast on Cash App, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoy this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.